wisdom in the minds of lots of children, and did her best to give them all a better start. And that preacher whispered, "Can't you see the promised land?" as he lay his bloodstained Bible in that hooker's hand. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That's the story that our preacher told last Sunday, as he held that blood-stained Bible up for all of us to see. He said, "Bless the farmer and the teacher and the preacher who gave this Bible to my mama, who read it to me." There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, now I guess we know. It's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway.
101.1 FM WHSM Hayward, Muskie 101.
All right, we're into the 9 o'clock hour here on WHSM, Muskie Country 101. And you can just ignore those clouds out there. It's okay. Think about sunshine and ocean waves and Tweety birds. Or flip-flops or something. It's all in your head. I tell a lot of people that. It's just like, it's all in your head. Just imagine it and you're there. Why do you think I wear tropical shirts every day for the past, 10 years? That's all I have. It's an attitude, people. Why not be on vacation in the tropics while I live in northern Wisconsin? I know, it's crazy. But I love it. It just makes life fun, and it makes life fun for other people when they see me walking down the street and they're thinking, this guy is a little, interesting, to say the least. All right, forecast for today. We're going to get up to close to 70 degrees. We got some clouds to work through. It will start to clear out later tonight and into the overnight because our temperature is going to drop down to 44 for a low. Saturday is going to be high of 64 and mostly cloudy. Sunday, 57 and beautiful sunshine.
I got rice cooking in the microwave. Got a three-day beard I don't plan to shave. And it's a goofy thing, but I just gotta say, hey, I'm doing all right. Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade soup. Feeling pretty good, and that's the truth. It's neither drink nor drug induced, no, I'm just doing all right. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? I left home and said good luck to every seed I'd sown. Give it my best and then I left it alone. I hope they're doing alright. Now I look in the mirror and what do I see? A long wolf there staring back at me. Long in the tooth but harmless as can be. Lord, I guess he's doing alright. And it's a great day. Why can't every day be just this good? it's lonely. Sometimes it's only me and the shadows that fill this room. Sometimes I'm falling, desperately calling, howling at the moon. Tattoo, or take my old Harley for a 3-day cruise. Might even grow me a Fu Manchu. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? It's a great day. Why can't every day be just this
Musky 101.
Who doesn't know what I'm talking about? Who's never left home, who's never struck out to find a dream and a life of their own? A place in the clouds, a foundation of stone. Many precede and many will follow. A young girl's dream's no longer hollow. It takes the shape of stares out the window and says, I'm leaving my girl. She said it didn't seem like that long ago when she stood there.
Everybody's got a summer that they can't forget. They hold on to and go back to. Your mind's on the Carolina coast, still burning in my mind like a red sunset. Chasing embers till September, what I remember most. Bottle rockets in the sky, bare feet in the sand, bonfire in her eyes, cold beer in a can, moonlight on the waves, her kiss in the dark, the smile on her face when she'd make me break out of my guitar and play. Fingers wrapped up in mine. Can still hear her laughing, see her dancing. You're making more than that sundress then. Now who says you can't go back in time? Yeah, when that song, it comes on, I'm on rewind and I'm 17 again. Bottle rockets in the sky, bare feet in the sand, bonfire. She'd make me break out of my guitar and play.
Hold my hand. Want you to hold my hand.
Hold my hand.
Oh,
I got a hand for you.
Yeah, I got a hand for you.
I wanna run with you.
Wanna let me run with you.
Country music
streaming 24/7.
Muskie 101.
I set out on a narrow way many years ago, hoping I would find true love along the broken road. But I got lost a time or two, wiped my brow and kept pushing through. I couldn't see how every sign pointed straight to you. That every long lost dream led me to where you are. Others who broke my heart, they were like northern stars, pointing me on my way into your loving arms. This much I know is true, that God blessed the broken road that led me straight to you. passing through, lying to have the time I lost and give it back to you. But you just smile and take my hand. You've been there, you understand. It's all part of a grander plan that is coming true. Every long lost dream led me to where. The broken road that led me straight to you.
Rascal Flatts, great music here on Muskie Country 101. Before that, we heard from Scotty McCreery and the Dixie Chicks and Travis Tritt starting us off at the top of the hour. Got a Saturday event I want to tell you about that I know some of you might like. If you like backyard dirt bike racing, this is like backyard car truck racing. It's called Races at the Ranch, and it's in Spooner on Saturday, with a driver meeting starting at 1 o'clock and everybody else after that. You might want to bring some chairs with you, but look up Races at the Ranch. It's very cool.
Blame the whiskey on the beer, blame the beer on the whiskey, blame the morning on the night for who's lying here with me, blame the bar for the band, blame the band for the song, blame the song for the party that went all night long.
1.1 FM, Muskie 101.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Muskie 101.
Up an alibi, but every light in the house is on, everything is gone. She left me no chance at redemption, no further exemption, just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation, no let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Hell that I raised, but no more wasted words on me. No, she kept it short and sweet. She left me no chance at redemption, no further exemption, just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation, no let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation, no let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all.
says it all.
They have a really good variety.
Your country now, online and on the app.
Musky 101.
Some days it's tough just getting up, throwing on these boots and making that climb. Some days I'd rather be an old show lay low before I go out of my mind. But when she says, baby, oh, no matter what comes, ain't going nowhere, she runs her fingers through my hair and saves me. Yeah, that look in her eyes got me coming alive and driving me a good kind of crazy. When she says, baby, oh, when she says, baby. Some nights I come home fighting mad, like running my fist through the wall. Is it even worth what I'm fighting for anymore? Feeling torn, all the hell with it all. But when she says, baby, baby, oh, no matter what comes, ain't going nowhere, she runs her fingers through my hair and saves me. Yeah, that look in her eyes got me coming alive and driving me. Everything gon' be alright. Just lay down by my side. Let me love you through this life. Yeah, she's a perfect shot of faith when every bit of mine is gone. Something I can believe in, a best friend, a heaven sent love. When she says, baby, baby, oh, no matter what comes, ain't going nowhere, she runs her fingers through my hair and saves me. Yeah, that look in her eyes got me coming alive and driving me a good kind of crazy. When she says, baby, oh, when she says, baby, yeah, that look in her eyes got me coming alive.
Musky 101.
If I could write a letter to me and send it back in time to myself at 17, first I'd prove it's me by saying, look under your bed, there's a skull can and a Playboy no one else would know you hid. And then I'd say, I know it's tough when you break up after 7 months. And yeah, I know you really liked her and it just don't seem fair. But all I can say is pain like that is fast and it's rare. And oh, you got so much going for you, going right. But I know at 17 it's hard to see past Friday night. She wasn't right for you and still you feel like there's a knife sticking out of your back. You're wondering if you'll survive, but you'll make it through this and you'll see. You're still around to write this letter to me. At the stop sign at Tomlinson and 8th, I always stop completely. Don't just tap your brakes. And when you get a date with Bridget, make sure the tank is full. On second thought, forget it, that one turns out kinda cool. Each and every
time you have a fight. Just assume you're wrong and dad is right. And you should really thank Miss Brinkman. She spends so much extra time. It's like she sees the diamond underneath, and she's polishing you till you shine. Oh, you got so much going for you, going right. But I know at 17 it's hard to see past Friday night. Tonight's the bonfire rally, but you're staying home instead. Because if you fail algebra, Mom and Dad'll kill you. Trust me, you'll squeak by and get a seat. And you're still around to write this letter to me. But you got so much up ahead. You'll make new friends. And you should see your kids and wife. And I'd end by saying, have no fear. These are no. I'll see you in the mirror when you're a grown man. P.S. Go hug Aunt Rita every chance you can. And oh, you got so much going for you, going right. But I know at 17 it's hard to see past Friday night. You'd study Spanish. I wish you'd take a typing class. I wish you wouldn't worry and let it be. Hey, I'd say have a little faith and you'll see. If I could write a letter to me.
Crackle in the fall air, red dirt playing on the radio, Big Dipper hanging high up there, breathe in the backwoods and let it go. I ain't never been to church going tight, can't quote much past 3:16, even though it's a Friday night, church found me. Sitting here, drinking beer, talking God, amen, killing time, living life with some down home friends. When the world's gone crazy, sitting here, drinking beer, talking God, amen, amen.
Tell them, boys.
Yeah, man.
Gotta thank him for a little piece of dirt, little peace of mind from a cold one. Got a country angel I don't deserve, the kind that you never let go of. I don't know what heaven looks like. No, I don't think anybody does. If it's like down here, up there tonight, there's folks like us sitting here, drinking beer, talking God, amen. Killing time, living life with some down home friends. When the world's gone crazy, man, it all makes sense. Sitting here, drinking beer, talking God, amen, amen.
Talking God.
Like, and who the hell does? If it's like down here, up there tonight, there's folks like us
sitting here, drinking beer, talking God, amen, killing time, living life with some down home friends.
Sitting here, drinking beer, talking God, amen, killing time, living life with some down home friends.
Talking God,
talking God,
amen.
God,
amen.
With me in the studio today is Michael Pilhofer, who is with the Park Center. And now this is a historic place. It's been going on since 1948, when it was first as a movie theater. And then in 2006, a nonprofit of the performing arts decided, hey, we want to make this venue available to locals, regional, and even some national entertainment. Now, Michael, you haven't been there that long, have you?
Yeah, I'm the newbie of the group. Okay. I'm their newest board member. I came on, I think it was about April of last year, and got deeply involved in it. I'm very quickly kind of like, you know, in for a pound, in for a penny, or whatever they say. Yeah. So I'm their programming director now. Been that for a little over a year. And also their main front of house sound person, which is actually one of my favorite parts of this whole thing. I love doing that. Okay. So yeah, a little over a year and a half now.
And some personal history about yourself. You are a musician.
I am. Longtime drummer, 30 plus years from the Twin Cities, professional. Play other instruments, but none that I would pay rent to drums or what I do. I'm also a teacher. I taught high school and college music for a long time as well. So.
Okay. Yeah. Very very steeped in everything music.
I love it, yes.
Yeah. Okay. You haven't been there that long. What has it been like for you, the experience of the artists you're bringing in, the audiences that come to hear and participate with the artists? What has this been an experience for you?
Yeah, I very new. I have to admit, I mean, Randy Wydra, who's a wonderful bass player and also longtime board member, he's the one that sort of got me involved. And I didn't know anything about the park. Yeah. And I stepped in there with him. And once I started getting involved and once I started seeing the performances happen and the audiences, it sounds weird, but there's just something special about that place, the energy of the building, what happens when the community comes together and there's art on the stage. It's a magical little place. I'm sort of in the semi-retired part of my world now, and it feels like I'm in the perfect place at the perfect time, and I love being involved with the Park Center.
It's very different from a larger auditorium that you would have. This is a very small seat capacity.
About 250. Okay. Intimate. It's an intimate space. Yeah. Yep.
Because some of these bands and artists that you bring in, you could probably bring them to the Hayward High School and fill that out just fine.
Yep.
But no, we like them here in this smaller venue.
Yep.
Very quaint, very personable. I mean, the back row person can see the guy on the platform just as much as the front row person. Well, maybe not as much, but
right.
You know, you don't need a camera and an IMAG screen to show who the artist is on the stage.
You have no jumbotrons needed for the Park Center. and for a room that was not necessarily designed for audio or listening by any means, it's a surprisingly good sounding room. And I am just, the thing that I think really blew me away is the invested audience. Like, I am constantly surprised at how responsive and caring and thoughtful and engaged the audiences are. I mean, it is, you can like mouse squeak, you can't hear anything. They support the artists, whether it's a, you know, a house of 50 or a sold out house of 250.
Yeah.
It feels like from a performing standpoint and from an environment standpoint that you're playing to an auditorium of thousands and you can't do wrong. And there's just an energy about that place. I keep coming back to that. I just love it. And I love being a part of it.
Yeah. I've been there many times myself, and it's a very unique facility. And again, the audiences and the artists that you bring in there, some are eclectic.
Yes.
And some are kind of mainstream.
Yep.
Some are from larger metropolitan areas, and some are right here in the back roads of Hayward.
Having now being involved in the programming side of things, I have tons of obvious connections out of the Twin Cities. So I'm bringing up, you know, groups of friends and different ensembles. And so many of my friends that have come up and played the park for the first time, from the moment the show starts, they can't stop talking about how special it is. They want to come back. They love it. It's even their experience. Because, I mean, I've played a million different rooms. And, you know, a lot of times the music is the focus, but it's not necessarily, you know, the end all be all. There's conversations happening. There's food clinking or whatever. There's just some distractions.
Yeah.
But, again, this is like, it's a listening room. You could drop a pin and it's... And the engagement level to me is the support that the audience gives and the feedback. And my goal has always been, once I got a handle and a hold of the programming side of things, I always said that no one's going to step on that stage that's not going to be world-class talent. And I feel like in the last year, we've started to really kind of regain a respect amongst the community that just knows, maybe if I don't even know who's playing, I just trust that it's going to be a great show.
Be good. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Off the website, it says the Park Center is a vibrant nonprofit venue committed to enriching our community through artistic programs that include live music, poetry, comedy, movie screenings, art installations, and more. And that's really prevalent when I look at some of the things that have been scheduled, such as the Artist Showcase.
Yeah, I'm really proud of that.
That happens every so often throughout the year. And tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so that we used to have a program called First Thursday, which I think goes way back to Molly Otis. Okay. And it was, again, it sounds exactly like it is. It was a free performance that the park sort of offered to our community, our Northwoods community.
Yep.
And I think over time, it kind of lost its way a little bit. So when I got involved, I was just disappointed because if you have artists on the stage, you want to have an audience to support the artist. And that just wasn't happening anymore. Sure. So in 2025, I was like, how can we think this a little differently? So I reimagined it as more of a variety show.
Yeah.
John Adler, John Settlemel, wonderful composer. Yes. He's a board member as well. I kind of wrangled him into being the MC. And what
I'm sure you had to twist his arm really hard.
Because he's so uncomfortable talking in front of people. And then what the shows are is basically it features three artists, kind of local regional talent. Usually one is a non-musical act. Okay. And the two are usually either an ensemble and a solo, or some difference. They're not like two. Usually it's not two bands.
Yeah.
And every group gets we have a typical intermission in the beginning, and it's like 2 45-minute sets, and each group gets about 15 minutes, and John does a little conversation.
Yeah.
It's just the fun. And it's 100% free. It's the way the park wants to kind of give back to our Northwoods community.
Yeah.
And we just had a show here not a couple weeks ago. And I think we had almost 200 people show.
Yeah.
It's gaining steam, and it's really just a treat to see that. And I feel like we've kind of reinvigorated, you know, what was the First Thursdays in their heyday into now being these quarterly artist showcases.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, I thoroughly enjoy it. Well, Michael, we're going to have you back for sure.
Thank you
for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Forever feel I've been around the block a time or two. Done almost everything a boy can do. I've done some living, yeah, I've had fun. But there is one thing that I haven't done.
Drive to work across Flint River Bridge, 100 yards from the spot where me and Grandpa fished. There's a piece of his old fruit stand on the side of Sawmill Road. He'd be there peeling peaches if it was 20 years ago. And what I wouldn't give to ride around in that old truck with him. If heaven wasn't so far away, I'd pack up the kids and go for the day. Introduce them to their grandpa, watch them laugh at the way he talked. Find my long lost cousin John, the one we left back in Vietnam. Show him a picture of his daughter now. She's a doctor and he'd be proud. Tell him we'd be back in a couple of days. In the rearview mirror, we'd all watch him wave. Yeah, losing them wouldn't be so hard to take if heaven wasn't so far away. Three of those girls we lost from the class of 99. And I'd find my bird dog Bo, take him hunting one more time. Ask Hank why he took those pills back in 53. And Janice to sing the second verse of me and Bobby McGee. Sit on a cloud and visit for a while. It'd do me good just to see them smile. If heaven wasn't so far away, I'd pack up the kids and go for the day. Introduce them to their grandpa, watch them laugh at the way he talked. Find my long lost cousin John, the one we left back in Vietnam. Show him a picture of his daughter now. She's a doctor and he'd be proud. Tell him we'd be back in a couple of days. In the rearview mirror, we'd all watch him wave. Yeah, losing them wouldn't be so hard to take if heaven wasn't so far. If heaven wasn't so far. If heaven wasn't so far away. So far away. So far away.
Muskie 101.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents that the elk and pheasant hunting seasons will officially open on Saturday. According to a press release, 13 hunters were randomly selected from a pool of over 26,000 applicants to participate in this year's elk hunting season. The pheasant season will run through January 4th, and hunters will have a limit of one rooster per day this weekend and two roosters per day beginning on Monday. More information on the hunting seasons and regulations are available on the DNR website. A proposed bill seeking to make it illegal for drivers to use devices meant to evade license plate detection systems has passed with bipartisan support in the Wisconsin State Legislature. The legislation would implement a $1,000 fine, 90 days in jail, or both for residents who buy, sell, or install devices that are designed to conceal their registration plates. Lawmakers say the devices make it more difficult for law enforcement authorities to identify suspect vehicles during an investigation. The bill will now head to Governor Tony Evers for consideration. Barron County residents are being invited to the second annual Patriot Palooza in Rice Lake this weekend to support area veterans. The event will take place on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Moose Lodge in Rice Lake. Point of Renewal Integrated Health and Lake Roots Company will host the community fundraiser, which will feature things like a raffle, a silent auction, and a bake sale. All of the proceeds raised at the event will go towards supporting area veterans, and any veterans that attend the event will also get to eat for free. The Hunt Hill Nature Center in Sorona is inviting area residents to a glow hike this weekend. According to organization officials, the hike will take place on Saturday at the Nature Center from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Residents who attend the event will get to take a short hike along a colorful trail, followed by a bonfire and colorful DJ dance party. Registration is not required to attend, but residents who do register will also receive a goodie bag filled with glow-in-the-dark items. Money raised through the event will support the Nature Center's trails and the programs it offers. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
Muskie 101 weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Your Friday afternoon looking mostly cloudy and breezy with a few showers rolling through. Highs close to the 70-degree mark. For tonight, skies clearing out, lows in the mid-40s, southwest winds. On Saturday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies in mid-60s. Right now, it's 58.
Muskie 101.
Imagine a dirt road full of potholes with a creek bank and some cane poles catching channel cat. I'm a little more country than that. Picture a small town with an old hound laying out front of the courthouse while the old men chew the fat. I'm a little more country than that. I just want to make sure you know just who you're getting under this old hat. Cause girl, I'm not the kind of two-time or play games behind your back. I'm a little more country than that. Think of a Hank song from days gone with a steel rod, it's so strong it sends chills up your back. I'm a little more country than that. If you want to break home in a school zone with the doors locked and alarms on, girl, you're way off track. I'm a little more country than that. I just want to make sure you know just who you're getting under this old hat. Cause girl, I'm not the kind of two-time or play games behind your back. I'm a little more country than that. Country than that. I'm a little more country than that. I'm a little more country than that.
We're the one that didn't get away. Muskie 101.
Down, take